This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here around the Umpqua Valley, covering a lot of different topics. And in the midst of our Back to School series, talking to area school superintendents over a two-week period. And in today, Kevin Wilson, interim superintendent of the Winston-Dillard School District. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Appreciate it.
So get real close to the mic there and tell us a little bit about your background in education, kind of what you've done over your career.
So I started out as a PE teacher, health teacher, taught some weight training and coached at Douglas High School in Winston-Dillard. So that's where I started, spent 8 years doing that. And then I spent 3 years as an athletic director, assistant principal at the high school. And then I spent the last 6 years at McGovern Elementary as the building principal, and was due to start the curriculum director position at Winston-Dillard on July 1st. And that's just previous to that, I had got moved into the acting superintendent role.
So then has your whole career been in the district?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, that's kind of unusual. Why? Was it just something? Are you from the area originally?
I'm not, actually. I'm actually from Idaho. Grew up in New Plymouth, Idaho. Went to junior college over in Ontario and at Treasure Valley Community College, and then ended up attending Western Oregon. And then I traveled overseas for a while as well. So I came back after I was spent time in Australia, and came back and got my Master's of Arts in teaching. And then my first position was at Douglas High School.
So were you teaching in Australia?
Nope. I played baseball in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like a semi-pro thing? Or
it was. Yeah, it was a semi-pro deal in Perth, Western Australia. So I actually played college baseball with a kid from Perth. And there's a semi-pro league in Perth, about 10 teams. And after our senior year at Western, he coaxed me, didn't have to coax me too hard, and going to Perth.
Wow. So does Western, then, do they have a baseball team?
Western does, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I wasn't sure about that, just given it tends to be kind of a teacher college, so I wasn't sure if that was part of the mix.
Yeah, actually, Kellen Walker, at Roseburg High School graduate, is the head baseball coach at Western Oregon now.
Wow. So that's got to be cool experience. How long in Australia?
I was there about 36 months over about a 4.5-year period, so enough time to really soak up that culture. I did enjoy it.
And what was it about Winston-Dillard that got your attention?
Well, that was, if you remember, that was right before the Great Recession when I actually started. So, I started once I finished my schooling there at Western. You know, it was really late in August when I actually found the posting for the PE teacher position, it just felt, at that time we were a couple of weeks away from starting school, so the opportunity presented itself, and I've been there ever since.
And had you ever been here before?
I had traveled through, with the coaching. I had done quite a bit of coaching baseball, and so I'd been down to Roseburg before, actually, just to coach Legion baseball. So most of my knowledge of the area was just due to, going to Legion Field and coaching baseball against Roseburg teams.
Wow. So interesting to get into this. Talk about what led you to kind of through these other positions.
Yeah. So, obviously education has always been a passion and been the passion for me. So it's just been kind of a opportunistic, pathway, if you will, from teaching to coaching to administration. And then ultimately pretty unique circumstances that led me to be in this current acting superintendent role with Winston-Dillard.
So when that opportunity came up, did you have to contemplate that a bit?
Not really. A little bit. At the time it was our Kim Kellison, the superintendent previous to me, had went up to Silverton and Silver Falls. So, and that was pretty late in June. So it was really an opportunity with moving into that curriculum director position and working closely with Kim once she left. It was just kind of it made sense to put me in there as acting at the time.
So how do you view the role of an interim superintendent? That's got to be one that's a little tricky.
Yeah, it is. I think that the the fact that I do have experience in the district and kind of understand both, starting out my career at the secondary level, spending a decade plus there, and then moving down to the elementary level, kind of gave me both of those perspectives. So I feel like I have a pretty good knowledge of both secondary and primary, elementary for the school district. So I'm viewing it just as I would, I guess, if it was a permanent role, just trying to, operate and manage the district on a day-to-day basis.
So how has the school year gone so far?
Good. Yeah, it's been good. Anytime you get the staff and back and they're excited from the summer break, and then, it's all of our passions to, serve students and create the best opportunities we can for our students and our community. So to have the kids back in the seats and back in schools is always a great time of the year.
So given when this position came up, when you accepted it, you really didn't get much of a break over the summer then?
No, it was the transitioning into the curriculum director role. The 10-month contract was over from that standpoint. So I was already in my mind getting ready to be a 12-month employee with doing curriculum director work. And then it just, kind of quickly moved over that into the superintendent role.
And as you begin the new school year, did the district have any other new programs or new key staff hires?
Well, I think that we, really just trying to advance the things that Mrs. Kellison had done. The early literacy was a huge, huge initiative that she pushed, always trying to improve attendance, student engagement. Nothing major. We did have some new hires, as all the districts do. We're kind of a medium-sized district, so we got about 225 staff members. So nothing glaring, other than just we did have some new hires. Yeah.
And enrollment so far, you're in week two because you guys began before Labor Day, right?
Yeah, we actually started that Monday before Labor Day.
So what's it looking like enrollment-wise compared to last year?
So at the end of last year in June, we were about 50 more students than we were at the end, which was about June 9th. We were about 1280. And then we're about 1330 right now, but with the, like you said, the first couple of weeks, there's always some mobility, and you're trying to identify the students that are actually enrolled, registered versus in seats. So, that will fluctuate a bit, but, a little bit up from where we were at last year in June.
And for the hiring positions, do people tend to stay? You obviously are an example of staying for the long term and just moving in different roles. Is that kind of common?
Well, it hasn't been in the last 5 or 6 years. I think we've been hearing this a lot, is that, retention is the new recruitment. And so we've always talked in the industry about recruitment and retention, always trying to identify, good, solid staff members and then hold on to them. And so we're always striving to do that. And it's a pretty dynamic situation in regards to, finding the staff that you need to and keeping them. That's always the goal.
And nationally, we see less people getting into the career of education, at least through the kind of traditional 4-year to 6-year role. Is that a bit of a struggle when you're trying to go out and recruit people sometimes versus past years where you'd have a lot of resumes sitting on your desk?
It can be, yeah. And it's really a matter of identifying the folks that you do have within your system already that could be potential candidates to teach, whether it's instructional assistants or other people in the community that that you're really just trying to find that interest level. I think that, in my experience here in Douglas County, a lot of the times our best resources are right here that grew up and are invested in our community. So always trying to identify those people and how can we better support them? How can we, put them on the correct pathway to possibly teaching and or working in the industry?
All right, we're going to take a break. More on Inside Douglas County when we come back. Kevin Wilson, interim superintendent of the Winston-Dillard School District. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District on Inside Douglas County tomorrow as we continue the back-to-school series. Kevin Wilson, first time in as interim superintendent of the Winston-Dillard School District. You know, if you back up to your time playing semi-pro baseball in Australia, if somebody said, hey, you know, in 2024, you'll be a superintendent of a school district, what would you have said?
Yeah, I would have said not likely. Yeah, I actually say that now, even from, the progression from teaching and then getting into administration. And if you would have told me this 10 years ago, I probably would have had the same not likely stance, but such is life.
What was it about the area of administration? Because some teachers are recruited to be in administration and decide they'd rather deal with kids and adults, you know, and they stay put. And then other people, there's something about it, even though you have less kid contact, they really feel it's really effective. What was it about that for you?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know if it was the coaching, my background in coaching, but just supporting, whether it's student and or adults or community members, parents, guardians, really have enjoyed trying to provide the supports that are necessary for teachers and staff to serve students in the best capacity. So it really was kind of natural for me to, I've always enjoyed that. And then you're really, it's like you said, it's different from working closely with students each day, but in a small district such as Winston-Dillard, I still have a lot of opportunities to engage with students. And then really you're just looking at it through a different lens in regards to how can I best support our adults and our staff so they can best serve students.
If you had to describe kind of your philosophy about education and how schools should operate, what would you say?
I think that the biggest thing is that all students, and the emphasis on all students, can learn and can achieve. We talk about student achievement a lot. We talk about student learning. I think finding in 2024, finding students' individual pathways to whether it's college and career readiness, whether they choose to go to college or they choose to go straight to a career, I think building those relationships with students early, finding out what their interests and hobbies are, and then getting them on the correct path to opportunities that they may enjoy as they grow, leading up to that graduation date.
Now, you talked about your background with athletics. I'm curious about, as you watch students during the time you've been in all these roles, are you concerned that students are more glued to screens and devices and less interested in athletics?
Yeah, that's a good question that comes up a lot. I know that we have concerns about screen time, and I think that they really are on a case-by-case scenario. You know, there's a lot of things that are kind of on the hot topic list, you know, even with our AI at this moment. But, I think that's a case-by-case scenario. I think just broadly, no, I'm not concerned about, folks or students choosing to, use their screens more so than in joining athletics or some other activity. I think that, everything has a means, if you will. And so there's a time and place. I think choosing the appropriate time and place to use these devices versus, engaging in physical activity or other things is super important and necessary. I think it's something that you need to be aware of. But and then we're always trying to, support kids in whatever it is they're choosing to do.
Do you see kids with different issues coming out of the pandemic a few years? I mean, are there things that are still kind of lingering from that time?
Yeah, I think that there's, that engagement piece, we're always talking about student attendance. I think that a lot of the policies and the procedures and that we were privy to during that COVID time, although Winston-Dillard did have a pretty short amount of time in regards to, students returning to class. There was that original spring of 2020, when the pandemic hit, where all students and all schools were shut down kind of like in that middle of March. But we got back to business at Winston-Dillard, in that fall. And so we're always striving to, best support kids and address those concerns, if there are any, of getting students back into the classroom to learn. But I think that we're slowly, it's a slow process, but we're getting there.
What about building issues? Douglas County's got a lot of schools that have been around for a long time, and sometimes that means more maintenance, but during some budgetary cycles, sometimes it's deferred maintenance. How are things looking out there?
Good. Yeah, that's a great question, Kyle. They passed the bond recently, and so that we have the new brand new high school. And so, I mean, that was a big win for our district and our students and our staff. The rebuilding of the new school up at Douglas High School. We secured Kim Kellison actually did a good job with securing a COPS grant. So there's quite a bit of money in regards to safety. We over at the middle school, we have a new foyer that is more friendly for visitors, and safety is always at the top of our list in regards to schools and how can we improve these older buildings to kind of get up to speed in regards to safety features and just student learning. Winston Diller did a good job with a lot of their ESSER funds in regards to buildings, with putting the split units and the climate controlled devices into the classrooms. So we're in a pretty good spot, but like you had mentioned earlier, preventative maintenance and continuing maintenance is always a reality with our buildings. So we're working closely with our facilities manager to always improve those.
Now, so you were Douglas during the time all that was taking place, right?
With the bond.
Right. And with the reconstruction, building the new park.
I was actually down at McGovern Elementary as the building principal at that time. But yeah, I saw that all unfold and that construction was quite amazing. And the outcome was really nice to I was there at the old building teaching PE and doing that stuff. So every time I go up there, I'm always in awe of how nice that new building is.
Well, it seemed like the prior facility, just given the age and a lot of other things, it seemed like it wasn't set up very well in some ways, at least for current times, and just kind of worn out.
It was. Yeah, it was built. It was old. And, it was time. So, from a safety standpoint, we're always trying to give our kids the best opportunities at everything. And so, the physical facilities, you had mentioned it in Douglas County, there are numerous older buildings and the bond process is not always easy. That old administration that secured Kevin Miller and that group that secured that bond did a great job working hard to get that opportunity to build that new school.
Now, even though you're in an interim role, are there up the road projects for Douglas for the school district in general that you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, I think that like you said, the safety features, and trying to improve the entrances for our buildings, and then fencing, a lot of the things that that you're always trying to do to improve student safety, they're still on our list. We were always working closely with our facilities manager and our facilities committees to identify the areas that need improvement, and whether it's athletic facilities or physical building or safety, and then address those in the best way that we can.
What are you looking forward to the most about this time as interim superintendent?
I think working closely with our building administration, building those relationships, engagement, identifying what we need to have, what supports we need to best serve our students. So, working with that admin team, we have a great admin team in Winston Dillard, a lot of experience, a lot of people that have been in the district for a long time are vested in the community. And so I think working closely with them, working closely with our school board, and working closely with our community, so we're all on the same page, so we can provide the best services to our families and our students.
Kevin Wilson from Winston-Dillard School District, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it, Kyle.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.